Welcome to Mission Academy. It is 10:30. It is Tuesday, September 27th, 2022 at 10:30. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures to address flexibility in Brown Act teleconference procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the teleconference line listed on the public agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website.
Nope, nothing.
All right, we can hear you though. Call the meeting to order, we will, and we'll get a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Deutsch?
Present.
Present.
All right, so we have a quorum. So we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Claudette, will you do that, please?
Yes.
Everyone else go on mute.
Put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good. All right, so now we're going to go into staff introductions. Mr. Brown, are you with us? So we'll go to Jerry and come back to him, okay?
Thank you, President Stanford. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. Good morning, board and staff.
Thank you. Good morning, Jerry. School staff.
Good morning. This is Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Hi, Lindsay.
And this is Jenna Eunice, Principal as well. Hello, everyone.
And Jenna.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
All right. School Legal Counsel.
Good morning. Bill Thompson, Attorney for the school.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good morning. This is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
Hi, Michelle. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Welcome to all of you. So we are on 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. I need a motion and a second to approve 1E.
Mike Malloy, make the motion.
John Dorsch, second the motion.
So Mike Malloy's motion, John Deutsch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have unanimous decision on 1E. So now we're on approve agenda for the September 27, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. So I need a motion and a second to approve these.
Barbara Willebrand moved.
Claudette Beck second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is by unanimous decision that we vote 1F in. So now we're on consent agenda 2. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices for the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So it's A, consent agenda items. One, the board will be asked to approve the disposal of discontinued obsolete technology equipment. And this is in your packet. And our Is there anyone who would like to further discuss this or table it? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda A1?
No, I can't hear anything.
We can hear you, though.
Move to approve.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudia Beck second.
Okay, I gotta figure this out. I think John Dortch moved, and I think Barbara Willebrand second, but I heard some other people in there. Am I good?
Okay.
You're good.
We'll go with that. All right. Okay, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So two consent agenda A1 has been approved unanimously. So now we're into public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board. Whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where the member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes in accordance with the Brown Act. No action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public commented you or connected to you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you. So now we're on 4, additional corporate officers and board members' observations. Mr. Brown, are you with us? Okay, if not, Jerry.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. And I would assume, just knowing Mr. Brown, that he would want to extend his appreciation to the board and to the staff for attending the meetings, for the staff and for the board just being efficient in all that you do. And I will echo his what I'm sure to be his sentiments. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any other comments from the board? All right, we're gonna go to closing items. Our next regular board meeting is October 26, 2022 at 12 o'clock. So now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudia Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. Barbara Willebrand has moved, Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are adjourned. Thank you all by unanimous
decision. Thank you.